This is a Day at the Beach podcast, number 212. Hello, everybody. My name is Clint Beachwood, and I bring you the finest in new releases in the world of surf music. I'm releasing this podcast just 9 days after releasing podcast 211 because there is so much new surf music in the world today, I cannot fit them all into one show. In fact, all of the bands you're going to hear on today's show, I did not play one of them in episode 211. So sit back and enjoy some new surf music from around the world. We're starting off with another band from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Man, Buenos Aires is just packed with surf bands. Anyway, the name of this band is Resonadores. They're going to do a song called Republica Banana, and it's a digital single. This song just came out in January of this year, and even since then, they have put out a new EP. This is Resonadores from Buenos Aires and Republica Banana to start off podcast number 212. It is A Day at the Beach.
Switchblade.
You just heard Ichiban's doing Switchblade, and that comes from the High Tide Records release, Ichiban No. 1. It's a four-song EP. Before that, El Borco from Eugene, Oregon did Surfacana, Slight Return. And starting the show off was Resonadores from Argentina. The Ichibans that I just played are more of a rockabilly band than a surf band, I would say. Rockabilly music is sort of like surf music's rambunctious cousin. A lot of instrumentals in the world of rockabilly, and in fact, a lot of the songs you're going to hear on today's show are somewhat on the fringe of surf music. Not your straightforward, standard, melodic surf music. I'm throwing in a lot of different styles in today's show, so be prepared for that. Up next is a band from the UK by the name of El Delmonico, and they have a new single out, and it's called Billy Idol Goes to Woodley. This is El Delmonico.
Thank you.
You just heard Surf Cats. They come from the Pennsylvania area, and the song they did was Breaking Waves. That's a single that will soon be on their Surf Cats 4 album. Cameron Noise, another band from Toronto, Canada. Cameron Noise did Caution Tape from an LP called Racing to the Next Red Light. And El Delmonico started off the set with Billy Idol Goes to Woodley. I want to take just a moment and congratulate Anne of Scotland for being the winner of last podcast giveaway. It was a CD by the Finnish band El Danka. The name of the CD is Joel Danka Patrol. As you may recall, I only allowed those outside the United States to put in for this giveaway. I got several, but the young lady from Scotland was the winner this time around. Congratulations, Anne. Up next is a band from San Diego called Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra. These guys have several releases out. They've been around for quite a while. The most current release is called Surf the Web. And this is one of those songs that is a little on the fringe of surf music. Well, maybe even a lot on the fringe of surf music. And I'm even going to let the band introduce the title for you. But it is Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra.
And now, here are the six reasons why clickbait titles actually work.
Without knowledge.
you just heard Satan's Pilgrims featuring Pink Martini. They did Night and Day. It's going to be on a new album called Thomas Lauderdale Meets the Pilgrims. The complete album will not be released until May, but they've put out a couple songs, teasers as you will, and one of those was Night and Day, a song originally written by Cole Porter in 1932. Before the Pilgrims, we heard Test Subject 17. I know nothing about this band. I saw a post on Surf Guitar 101 saying that they have a new song out. The song I played was Operation X5000. Or is it Operation Times 5000? Not sure. But I thought it was a pretty cool song, so I put it on the podcast. Again, the band is Test Subject 17. And Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra started the set off with Six Reasons Why Chick Bait Titles Actually Work. You can find all the releases by this band on Bandcamp, and you can find most of the songs that I play on this show on Bandcamp. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Alright, over in the UK, the Atom Jacks have a new album out. It's called 100 Seconds, and the song you're going to hear next is called Mirage 4. This is a Day at the Beach podcast, 212. Those were the Dwellers, a band on the Spaghetti Records label. They did Gnarly Marley. Mark Malibu and the Wasegas, band number 3 from Toronto on today's show. I played the title track from their 4-song EP, Hellbent for Speed. Before that, it was Los Pacalolos from the LA area. They did Shadow Park, and I took that song off of the compilation by Triple Agent Records, Volume 4. And the Adam Jack started things off with Mirage 4 off their new LP, 100 Seconds. All the background music you're hearing on today's show comes from The Concussion's latest LP, Exercising Our Demons. It is a Double Crown Records release, and I've been playing several songs off that on past podcasts, and I just thought I'd use it for background music on today's show, just so you know. Well, let's stay in Ontario, Canada. Up next is Danger Death Ray, a new album out called Devastation. This is a song called Splitting Atoms. We'll be right back. That was a band from Seattle, Washington called The Desolate Coast. They have a new single out. The name of it is The Last Shadows of Summer. In front of that was the very first band from the Ukraine I think I've ever played. The name of the band is Waikiki Makaki. They did Nubian Caravan, and their new release is called Lost Diver. Really good stuff from this band from the Ukraine. And Danger Death Ray was Splitting Atoms. Well, we're going to wrap the show up with three more songs. Los Atarreas from France is going to do Neptuno from an LP that is a compilation of French surf bands. And then Turbo is going to do G.I. Shark. That's a single you can find on SoundCloud. And to close off the show, Matt Quilter and the Reventlows are going to do a song called Cyanotic. Pre-pandemic, there was a place up in the Sierra Nevadas called the Sierra Surf Music Camp. And one of the classes was conducted by Matt Quilter of the Reventlows. And his students composed this song. And Matt liked it so much, he convinced the Reventlows to learn it. And here it is for your listening enjoyment. Cyanotic, and it's going to close off the show. This has been a Day at the Beach Podcast 212. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this music, please consider supporting these bands. Adios.
Cyanotic.